It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We cannot adjust the wind, but we can adjust the sail. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Oprah Winfrey talks about some of her rules to live by for a happy life. Enjoy.
Everybody is feeding yourself on the hysteria and the negativity. You gotta stay in the light. But one of the reasons why I was so excited is about A Wrinkle in Time, because the message is that the darkness is spreading so fast these days. You must become a warrior of the light. And the reason that's so meaningful to me is because that's how I've led my whole life. And every moment in that film, I just felt like, I'm just saying what I normally say.
It's true.
and for these times, the darkness is there to show you your light. Look at what has happened. So if you put the focus on, look at what happened with the darkness that showed up in Parkland, and the darkness that showed up on the streets of Ferguson, and the darkness that showed up in many, 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 many homes in Chicago with shootings and senseless murders. It brings out the best in people. It brings out the best. And so that's what it's there. We live on a planet where there is darkness and light. What I deeply believe is not that do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What you do is already done. That moment in The Color Purple where she says, everything you ever tried to do to me, where Whoopi says that, Acili, everything you even try to do to me, already done to you. So the law, the third law of motion in physics says that what you're putting out is coming back all the time, regardless of whether you know it or acknowledge it or not. My biggest frustration is not just with young women. My biggest frustration is also with young men, young people who think that, and I have a lot of this with my girls in college, they think that success is supposed to happen like that.
Yeah.
They think that there isn't a process to it. They think that they're supposed to come out of college and have their brand. And I recognize now that I am a brand, but I was resistant to being called a brand for many years because I was like, I'm not a brand, I'm a person. But how I got to be a brand was not trying to be a brand.
Yes.
How I got to be a brand was every day making choices that felt like this is the right move, and now that's the right move, and now that's the next right move, the next right move. And so my frustration with young women and young men is that they think it's supposed to happen like this, and they don't understand that there's a process to it. You did not get to be editor of Vogue magazine by not working and working and working and working and working to get here. I love the theory of that there's 10,000 hours behind anybody who ever gets to be successful. I was interviewing a woman on one of the shows. It was so impressive for me to see all the shows that we've done. Lord, it made me tired looking at it. But I was interviewing a woman. It was a show called The Mistress, The Wives Meet the Mistresses or some crazy thing. And this woman was on, and it was a live show, and in the middle of it, her husband tells the wife and our entire audience and the world that his mistress was pregnant. Yes. To this day, it makes my eyes water because I saw his wife's face. And I felt her humiliation. And I said, I will quit TV if I have to do this. I won't do this anymore. And my producer's like, what are we going to do? This is what everybody's doing. And then during that same time period, so I said, I'm not going to do anything like that anymore. I'm not going to bring people on TV. First of all, we didn't know that moment was going to happen. They were like, we didn't know it was going to happen. But that should not happen on television. And I do not want to be a part of the energy that caused somebody to feel that, because that's now going to come back to me. I got to pay for that. Then I was interviewing the KKK on stage. That was the day the one guy called me a monkey in the audience. And during commercial break, I could see them signaling each other. And just watching them and their behavior, I thought, oh, they get it. I don't get it. They are using me. They're using this platform because they understand, because I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to tell you all about the KKK. They were using it to recruit members for themselves. They were using it to recruit their base. And I then went to the producers and said, I'm not doing a show like that. So they said, you're not going to do the mistresses. You're not going to do the KKK. What are we going to do? So I said, we are going to create a baseline for ourselves that's based on intention. This was around 1989 when I'd read Gary Zukav's book called The Seat of the Soul. And that book was life-changing for me because in it he talked about the power of intention and that cause and effect, what goes out comes back, is determined by your intention. The energy of your intention is what determines your life. Most people don't think about their intention. They just think about what they want to do. Most people don't think about why they want to do it. But what's going to come back to you, the energy that's going to come back to you, is the real why of why you did it. And so I then said to my producers, we're not going to do any shows that are not intentional. So don't bring me an idea unless you have an intention for the show that you want the outcome to be. And we're going to strive to see if we can live up to our intentions. And so around the late 80s, we started a pre-show to talk about what the intention was, and then a post-show after every single show to say, did we fulfill that intention? And that's about the time I realized this is bigger than me.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.